Now that's Dancing in the Moonlight. It's the Mavericks and it's from their brand new album. And I'm hoping on the line with me now is Raoul. Are you there, Raoul?
Oh yeah, right here.
Good man. Good to have you there. Let me introduce and welcome to Coast 1079, Raoul Francisco Martinez Malo Jr., I think was the last time I looked. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm battling through the challenges of technology.
That's right. That's right.
But we've got there. We've got there. So I was describing you, and you couldn't hear me. I was describing the band as a mix between country, ska, jazz, rock, Cuban-American, or even banda music. Would that be accurate to put it all together?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say that's a pretty fair description, you know?
Yeah, this banda, I'm really getting into the mixture and the blend of brass and Mexican pop. Really lovely style of music.
Yeah. It's a nice little adventure, I'd say.
Sure is an adventure, and you guys are back together again for what seems to me like years and years, isn't it? You've teamed up with Paul and Robert and Jerry and Eddie and got back together.
Yeah, we had been apart for a few years, almost 10 years, and this came about, you know. It was strange. It was kind of like a perfect storm scenario, really. You know, we were first asked to if we wanted to come back and play some festivals and just, you know, just play the hits and whatever, and that seemed a bit disingenuous to us. You know, it didn't seem like that was reason enough to get back together. But I just so happened to have a batch of songs that really were sounding like it could be a great Mavericks record, and so once we decided to make a record, I think that that's what really solidified this whole getting back together again.
So what about this quote of Robert's that's kicking around, that he wasn't going to get involved unless it was new music, and he was a bit disrespectful to a town in Missouri?
He was disrespectful to a town in Missouri?
Yeah, wasn't there this quote that's saying, well, if it's not new stuff, we might as well go to Branson?
Well, I think there's some truth to that, in that going back to the original thought, which was to just go out and play these festivals and play the old songs, and I think you get lumped into the, you know, the oldies crowd.
Yes.
Immediately, and I think that's what he meant by it. You know, no disrespect to that great city of Branson, but that is where you would eventually end up, I think, if you go that route, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that, but we weren't ready for that just yet.
I'm really pleased to hear it, because I'm loving this new album, In Time. Really enjoying it. We've been playing quite a bit of the music. Obviously, Back in Your Arms is featuring there as the lead-off single. But I love the song which you've put on the album, both in Spanish and in English. My Spanish isn't that good, but I'll Come Unto Me. Which,
right.
Love the guitar intro into that. Took me back.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it took me back to Tombstone, Arizona, and the Birdcage Theater.
Yeah.
I just had this sunshine image and almost a Western setting for that one.
Yeah, it's certainly a bit of an homage to that little bit of that spaghetti Western that we're all fans of, and just a good way to start off a song.
Who came up with the idea of the very solid horn section in Back in Your Arms?
Well, I guess I ended up producing and arranging most of the record, but like anything, we all this is really a collaborative effort, you know, more than any other album, it seems. You know, we sat around and just hashed out arrangements till we liked what we heard, you know.
Yeah, I very much like that photograph that I found on your Facebook page today, and I've actually shared it on the station's Facebook page, of you guys getting ready for the CMT Awards gig.
Oh, right.
And you're all together with the notes, and it's head downs, and I think we're going to enjoy this, but there's a bit of hard work to do.
Yeah, it was, you know, we were the house band for the CMT Awards, so we had to have our arrangements and our intros and everything, you know, there wasn't a lot of room for error, so we had to have it spot on, and that's what we were doing. We were just kind of going over the whole schedule.
And it's a pretty big award. It's a pretty big audience, isn't it? The CMT Awards gig.
Oh yeah. Well, it was at the arena, and then of course the folks watching on television worldwide. You wanted to make sure you had it right.
Absolutely. Just going a bit further into the album and some of your inspiration, Born to be Blue is attributed to Roy Orbison influences on you. Is that correct, Raoul?
Yeah, definitely. I think certainly he was an influence on the Mavericks and on me, not only as a singer, but I think as a songwriter as well, and his melodies. And so that song in particular is sort of a tribute to that style of writing.
So a little bit of everything on the album, and you're introducing me to a new style of music that I'm particularly interested in, because it follows the migration of Europeans to America. The style of music, and forgive my Spanish, Tejano?
Yeah.
In All Over Again?
Yeah. That song, I think, has a little bit of... to me, I like to find the common ground in all these different styles of music, and really, there's so many similarities, and we're really a lot closer to each other than we think we are. You know, culturally, philosophically, or whatever. You know, we're really not. That different, and I've always liked to find the common ground in the music, and to me, All Over Again is sort of a mix of Tejano and ska and all these different things, you know. But that's where we like to reside, is in trying to find the little thread, you know, that binds us all.
Yeah, you're obviously very proud of your Cuban heritage, but it's that mixing together with the German and the Polish and the Czech and that waltz and polka music of the late 1800s, and then it gets a real boost with some Tex-Mex, and I'm not over-impressed with that genre of Tex-Mex. I don't like the words, but it then brings in the 1960s rock and roll to it. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely, and to me, that when people ask me what, how would you describe the band, and or how would you describe your music? To me, the easiest phrase I can come up with is really rock and roll, in much the same way that rock and roll blended blues, R&B, soul, country, gospel. All these things were part of the makeup of rock and roll. They didn't know what to call it, so they called it rock and roll. And in many ways, this band is a rock and roll band, I think, because we do blend all these elements in the music much the same way that the original rock and roll artist blended, you know, all kinds of music.
Yeah, it's a personal fascination of mine and a study that I've undertaken here in Liverpool and also in Nashville of following the music and the migration. And when you get to Liverpool, I hope you'll have a moment or two stood at the pierhead and possibly share with me the thoughts of 8 million white Europeans who were escaping poverty and persecution and made their way to the United States between 1830 and 1930. I always find it very moving. And then I go to Nashville and I see how the music's come together in country music and local radio having that key element in it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so you're coming to Liverpool. You're coming to Liverpool on the 22nd of July. You're going to play the Philharmonic Hall, I think.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Always looking forward to playing Liverpool, and the Philharmonic Hall is a beautiful hall, and it should be a fun night.
It's going to be a gorgeous night. It's a very special venue, and from what we've been chatting about and that culture that's underneath this album, the album's called In Time. And I had to smile when you posted that video of you guys in a vinyl workshop having it pressed.
Oh yeah. Well, we had to. You know what? We had the opportunity to make this. To do this record on vinyl, and we were so thrilled when the label agreed to do it because to me, there's something really special about picking up a vinyl copy and just looking at the cover and reading all the credits, that kind of the way we used to do it. And funny enough, that record plant, it's one of the few in the country still manufacturing records, and they're right here in Nashville, right on Chestnut Street. And I love that they're still around. And from what I can tell, they're constantly printing records. So to me, that's always a great sign. And just the fact that no matter how things change, some things really just stay the same. And there's something to be said for that.
We've been able to chat about your current work, the tour, the visit to Liverpool on the 22nd of July, the album In Time. Can I just take you back while I've got the opportunity to chat, Raoul, if you've got a minute, and ask you about two little things? I'd like to ask you about the Super 7 while you were doing your own projects.
The Super 7. Let me answer this call. I'm getting. Let me hang up the other line because they're going to keep calling in. It was the interview since we went late. Let me just answer real quick, and I'll come right back.
So Raoul is just taking a call on another line right now. As you know, we had a few little technical challenges, and we were late with our slot. And he's very kindly agreed to just think about a couple of points for us. Super 7 is the question that I want Raoul to help me with. It's a project he was doing while he was in that fallow period. The Mavericks were not together for 8 years, I suspect.
Hello.
Hi, Raoul. Yes.
Hi. I'm so sorry, man.
No, I was just explaining that during the 8 or so years when the Mavericks were not together, you had other projects that you and the boys were doing independently, and right. Super 7 was one of yours, I think.
Yes. And what a, every once in a while you get a call to do a special project, and you don't really know how special it is or what it's going to entail, but these were really something. They were kind of an all-star group, really put together to make these beautiful records for no other reason than to just make beautiful records. I got to work with some wonderful people, and I got to make some great friends, and got to work with guys from Los Lobos and guys from Ozomatli and Calexico and Susanna Baca, a great international artist. You know, and when you get to work with some of those people like that, you really you know, you take something from it. You know, you hopefully learn something, and you learn about yourself, but you also learn about other music and how other people operate. And it was they were such great records to make, and I would do them all over again because I learned more about music and about just recording and everything on those records than I have just about anywhere else.
Exactly. My final question for you today, I'll just take you back, nearly 12 months ago to the Brickyard 400 NASCAR event.
Uh-huh.
you got an opportunity at the Brickyards to do something quite special.
Yeah, I was asked to sing the national anthem at the Brickyard 400.
It's quite a venue, isn't it?
So it was amazing. You know, it's certainly for us. It would be sort of like Silverstone or Donington. I mean, it's the biggest racing event that we have, and it was quite daunting, honestly. You know, to be singing the national anthem live on television. I didn't realize how daunting it would be, and I tried not to think about it too much, because otherwise, you know, you just crawl up into the fetal position and forget about it. But it was an impressive day for sure.
A super day, and I love it with the Brickyards because they still have that little row of bricks, don't they, across the track to reflect heritage as the start and finish line.
That's right. They still do that, and it's one of the few places, I think. It's the only track like that in America, really. That is an institution like that.
The NASCAR racing and country music, we go closely together. Raoul, it's been great to chat to you here on Coast 1079. Thank you for making your time available to us. Really appreciate that.
Sure, thank you, Mike.
And we're looking forward to seeing you here in Liverpool on July the 22nd. And I'm more than happy to endorse the album In Time. All brand new music from Raoul, Paul, Robert, Jerry and Eddie and everybody else connected with the Mavericks. Raoul, thank you, my friend. Really appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much, man. Thanks for your kind words.
We're going to play out of this little section with As Long As There's Loving Tonight. Take care, Raoul.
Oh, great. All right, great. Take care, Mike.